You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Joining me now is Steve Newell, editor at flicks.co.nz, and we're starting this segment off with a little bit of Princess Chelsea because, of course, it is New Zealand Music Month. And it started up with a rip-roaring Friday with New Zealand T-shirt Day, or what do you call it?
Yeah, New Zealand Music T-shirt Day.
New Zealand Music T-shirt Day, that's simple.
To bring some music merch into the workplace.
Yeah. I went to find my...
Or wherever you are.
I went to find a few T-shirts I couldn't, and then I had to sort of go through the clothes on the floor of my daughter's bedroom. That's the stage we're at.
Oh, good. So it was a clean wardrobe for Friday?
No, obviously not worn. Yeah, I didn't put it on. Yeah. But very exciting. There is so much going on.
Yes, well, on the T-shirt front, there's a pretty interesting new component to Music Month this year, which is called Threads of Sound.
Yes.
And this was a pop-up exhibition. It's actually running today for its final day on Karangahape Road in Auckland between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And it's your chance to go through what many of us probably have at home, which is like a box of old T-shirts. Well, yours are on the floor now, we hear. But I went through a bunch of things that I can no longer fit anymore. I think they've shrunk over time or something.
Yeah, that'd be
probably what's happened. But I was very proud to contribute a few pieces to this exhibition of some quite... Well, my contributions, quite worn out music merch, a ratty old Beast Wars T-shirt, a straight jacket fits tee that's barely keeping it together. But there's a great range of things you can check out there. What's quite cool about it from an audience point of view is that as well as the physical exhibition, again, K Road closes today, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, 215 K Road. There's an online component with a digital gallery of New Zealand music merch being put together. So it's got everyone in there so far from like Max Merritt and the Meteors to Split Ends to Beast Wars, Deep State and Push Push.
Oh my goodness. Can you purchase any of these?
These aren't for sale. It's sort of more of a way to celebrate the T-shirts of a bygone era and, you know, expose some new merch. Yeah, I guess some of the stuff probably is available from some of the newer artists. In fact, I can verify that Auckland Dungeon Techno three-piece Greco-Romance shirt, which has got some lyrics on it, or it's got some stuff on it. I probably won't say on the radio this morning, but yes, they are available to buy now.
So there is a way that you can be involved in New Zealand Music Month, even from home. I mean, it's a great month to get out and go and enjoy some live gigs.
I can't wait to see what photos sort of turn up in this online gallery. It's called Threads of Sound. It's really easy to find by Googling. You can also go to nzmusicmonth.co.nz/threads of sound and they will let you know the easiest way to get your pics in. But basically it's like post stuff on social media, tag them in or email it to the office and they will grow this gallery over the month.
Did we talk about this? I think it's a great idea that they've moved the awards, the music awards, into New Zealand Music Month. Did we talk about, am I just repeating myself? Did we talk about that last week?
Maybe we haven't talked about that. It's great to have something at the back of May that just will kind of build and build in stature as the month goes on. It's a chance for a bunch of the nominated artists to get some exposure. Princess Chelsea, who we started the segment off, nominated for Best Album at this year's Aotearoa Music Awards Best Solo Artist. So, throughout May we'll be, I guess, looking at those nominees a little bit more.
Okay, nice.
Giving them a bit of sunshine.
Playing a little bit more music. Now, what's the problem with Jerry Seinfeld's Netflix comedy, Unfrosted?
What's the problem with Jerry Seinfeld? Well, where to begin on a several minutes long entertainment segment? Seinfeld recently was all over the news. Surprise, it was a few days out from the release of his new Netflix film, but unfortunately, the latest aging out comedian to take the bait, and he blamed the impact on comedy of the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people, which, basically was a you can't say anything funny anymore type attitude. All evidence to the contrary, but never mind, Jerry, you carry on doing what you're doing. And in this case, it is making his directorial debut with a film about the invention of the Pop-Tart. The American baked pastry toaster breakfast food stuff.
I'm just taking a look at a quick audience review for this film, which this person is possibly not as informed as you are, and to give a review. But they've said this is painful. I'm 108 minutes in and begging for the end.
Yeah, I was checking the time, wondering how much longer I had to go, and I was half an hour in, which is a terrible sign for a comedy. The hit rate of the gags in this thing, which has kind of got this, it's broadly speaking, it's kind of like a parody of The Space Race. It's sort of that sort of team working towards a goal type film. The gags are frequent, but they're not funny. there's no real sort of rigor and care. And as we saw with Seinfeld, like, he's not ever going to be the strongest. Oh, he's cast himself in the lead role. You're never going to find that Jerry Seinfeld is the strongest performer in any ensemble that he's in. Like, that's not what he's there for, though, right? He's there for his insights. There's some kind of Seinfeldian jokes and observations, but for the most part, this is something that just really falls flat. It's got no pacing. It's got no effort to its humor.
Melissa McCarthy, Hugh Grant.
And Jim Gaffigan do everything they can to elevate the material.
Yep.
Hugh Grant is the absolute MVP of this film. He's in his kind of just scenery-chewing British mode, which is his sort of always deployed strategy now. He plays a real-life character called Thurl Ravenscroft, if I have that name correct.
Yes, well done.
Who is a British Shakespearean actor who voiced the serial mascot Tony the Tiger. As the film goes on, one of the things it doesn't do nearly enough is sort of build these...
Is this actually an interesting story, though?
It's really hard to separate fact from fiction within this, because it's sort of like taken to the nth degree ridiculousness. JFK pops up to have some opinions on what's going on. It's sort of intimated that an international sugar baron was responsible for his assassination. So, sort of...
It's so bad. Is it good?
You would never believe that Grant's character is a real person. Then there's a few people that pop up like that where you go, surely that name's not real, but...
You've almost got me intrigued.
You'll have a real tough time with this.
There's a possibility I might just give it a go.
I got two laughed out loud twice.
Oh, okay.
I chuckled a couple of times. And sometimes that's enough in a comedy.
Yeah.
But it was just the frequency of gags that made no impact, and the film just carried on undeterred with what it was doing. It's real painful. The hit rate of the jokes was like 1 in 20.
Okay, so if someone is really, really desperate for something to do this afternoon, Unfrosted, it's playing on Netflix now.
If you need 108 minutes of some kind of an endurance test, then you could do the beep test outside, or you could watch Unfrosted.
Go and do a Bronco War. Watch if it's war. Okay, I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve. I look forward to catching up with you next weekend.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.